With the prospect of renewed unrest in the fledgling democracy, many non-government organisations operating in Dili are treading carefully. The aid agency PLAN employs 60 people, mainly locals, to help underprivileged children living in camps. Tim Budge is the organisation's country director, and he's been speaking from Dili to Simon Santo.
Tim Budge, you're in Dili. Tell me about what you know of what's happened early this morning there.
It's very unclear as to what the events are. Certainly at this stage, we're kind of constrained to rumours or reports that are coming in via telephone or SMS or radio. But it seems as though there has been some incident involving the president and certainly around his house. What's actually involved, it's quite difficult to say because there's such a rumour mill here. We're just treating it very cautionary. Certainly from a PLAN point of view, it's a day that we don't want our staff out and about. So like many other organisations, we've really shut up shop for the day.
Does it come out of the blue in terms of what's been the mood in Dili and in East Timor generally?
I guess most people were thinking that the trouble of the last 2 years was finally getting to be over and things were settling down a bit. So at one level it does. I think looking back over the last week or so, there have been some incidences, that, for example, a couple of explosions in different spots in the last week that had not been kind of confirmed again or tied to a particular course of events. And maybe there was some linkage there.
What do your PLAN workers do on the ground in East Timor?
We're involved, particularly around Dili, in the internally displaced camps. So we actually provide water and sanitation services, and we work with children who have been affected by the displacement and have been living in these camps for up to 2 years. So, I mean, our real concern is also for children, for, you know, where this situation may lead and the sense of fear and panic that might accompany this if it eventuates into a major event. We heard at about 8 o'clock that there were some problems and there had been some incidents in the early hours of the morning. So fairly quickly I felt it was wise to close the office for the day. Any staff who came in were sent home. Any staff who hadn't arrived were told not to come to work for the day, and that we'll stay in touch with them and let them know what's happening as the day progresses.
And as far as other non-government organisations are concerned, is that been the response from them as well?
Yeah, in terms of sharing security information, my sense is that probably at this stage most agencies will be keeping a fairly low profile and being very cautious today.
And if it turns out that all these reports are correct, would you expect there to be trouble on the streets?
I wouldn't want to hazard any kind of guess in that area. I guess my sincere hope is that control and order is maintained, that there isn't a sense of panic, but that the situation works itself out in a way that's going to be for the benefit of Timor-Leste.
And that's the country director for the aid agency PLAN, Tim Budge, speaking in Dili to Simon Santo.